Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yogan Gagiwala Nungung Yuwala Mulangmai. Yogan Gagiwala Nungung Yuwala Mulangmai. Yogan Gagiwala.
Assumption in this world, it's hard for a brother to function. Cause I don't care about a black man, so I keep my foot on the pedal, never relaxing. Look at where the youth tell me who the hell cares. Gas comes, we never worried about our welfare. Judged and assumed that we hardly knew. Split us apart, now you argue the path I choose. What my kind of choice do I have? Got a target on my back because I'm black, I'm asking you. Could you understand why we stay confused? I don't do it for the fame of jewels. And the truth is, I'd love to go back to how we used to live. And things change, but that's the way it is.
Just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Still I see no changes, and they can never give me a reason. They don't wanna hear my side, deny my right to be equal. So we stuck in the gym, taking notice from a man that don't wanna understand my people. That who we are fell apart, now it's darker and harder to see. But the uses, but my mind is my weapon, I'ma use it. Otherwise I'll lose it, get used for amusement. Cause I'm black when I'm mad, it's an overreaction. I'm not allowed to be drastic, but I use the pain to spark the flame, butter like a matchstick. I know the power of my blackness, and I can see that hate is racist faces. Misplaced hate to what the color that I came in. And then we make mistakes, I pray a change appears. Until it does, it's just the way it is.
Just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change.
Gotta make a change.
It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, and so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. I hope I see more changes, and I believe we can overcome. If we all come together as one, make it better for our sons and our daughters being brought up in this harsh world. Yeah, it's hard, but we can't turn backwards. Put your faith into practice, escape from the cage you've been trapped in, and free yourself. Impossible alone, so I need your help. For the youth to improve, we gotta teach them well. Cause racism isn't born, it's all talk the talk, then you walk the walk. The ability for change is within you. Let's put aside our pride and try to face all these issues. People operate the easy way, cause it's easier to hate than to say that you made a mistake. But be real and together we can heal and rebuild. But if we don't, then that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
Daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnum with the Bally One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, yarn up strong. You're going to catch up with yarn now with Janet Kelly, research and course coordinator, and also Amy Grant, research assistant in Indigenous health profession, both at University of Adelaide, and yarn about their connection with CASANAM, the Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nursing and Midwives. On the line, ladies, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Trev, yourself?
I'm fantastic. Now, starting with you, Amy, First Nation sister, who your mob were you from?
So, Amy Graham, I'm a Ghana and Rungal woman from here in South Australia.
All right, beautiful. And you've got a beautiful bodyguard there, Janet Kelly, non-Indigenous sister. We welcome her to the table. How are you, Janet?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good,
yeah,
thank you.
It's lovely working with Amy. Yeah, and I grew up on Kangaroo Island, so I'm an island girl, but from a rural background. Yeah.
Yeah, we claim your sister. Fantastic. So tell us the space that you guys are working in and your connection there with Casanam, please.
Yeah, so we work in the nursing school here at Adelaide University, and we do a mixture of things. We're doing research, looking at how we can help improve journeys for people as they journey through the health system, and doing lots around kidney care.
Yes.
But we also do teaching. So we teach the undergraduate and postgraduate nursing students about how to care well with and for Aboriginal people and also cultural safety.
Yeah, which is very important as our First Nation people do their studies and go into the academia world. We've got to have culture front and centre, which is a strong foundation for our mob moving forward in the profession, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they also need to have cultural awareness and cultural safety highlighted to non-Indigenous
exactly.
students.
Yes.
I think, you know, that's where we've really got to make a change in the in hospitals and wherever they may head to. I think it's equally important that we have non-Indigenous students really aware of cultural safety and what is cultural safety.
Well, of course, and because they're going to be dealing with patients, you know, black and white, and if they're dealing with black patients, then they've got that that bridge that they can walk upon in regarding helping them with their illness to become better, yeah?
Yeah.
All in sense, in a physical sense, but as well as a mental and spiritual sense, yes?
Oh, so important, and there was a lot of talk about healing when we were at the conference yesterday, and cultural safety is healing, and
exactly.
that's so important. And we were also yarning just here in the office this morning about, you know, sometimes nurses and health professionals, sometimes, I don't know, they get a bit rushed or, you know, sometimes they don't always treat people right. And if we can just come back to how do we interact really well and respect people and welcome people, you know, in healthcare settings. That's so important, and that's just say hello, be really welcoming. It's so important.
I think you really need to be able to form a human connection. I don't want to go to a hospital and be a number or statistic.
Well, exactly.
I'm a person. I want to know who you are. You're caring for me. You're giving me you know, medical. I want to know you as a person too.
Well, exactly, you know, and it's about walking a mile in a patient's shoes, but also your colleagues as well, respecting each other around the table, if not bedside, in regard to that communication and relationship building. Very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, you know, Indigenous and non-Indigenous workers coming together and respecting each other's either clinical knowledge or cultural knowledge and sharing that to kind of create, you know, you're going to create better outcomes for Aboriginal people.
Well, exactly. If you're talking about a patient, the physical sense and the tablets and the feeding and the massage or the bandage or whatever, but also the spiritual sense and the mental capacity in communicating and talking and make them feel at ease, we're talking from heart to heart, yep?
Absolutely. I think you've hit the nail on the head. It is a heart-to-heart conversation.
There's a big gap there, isn't there?
Massive gap. I don't know if that comes down to patient numbers or, you know, we might have some older staff in the rooms caring. But at the end of the day, I think we all need to be human and inform that human connection and that realisation that we all have something else going on outside the hospital. You know, we've got our social and emotional stuff going on as well. We're more than just a physical person. Do you know what I mean? I think there's so much more to us.
Exactly. And when you look at this deadly organisation, Casanam, fantastic support and guidance for our First Nation nurses and midwives in their training or when they become qualified, it's a powerful tool that's there for them and help them on their way.
It's so important because without supports like Casanam, you might have, you know, some of the students might start, but then it gets really difficult and all the challenges. And there's a really high rate of people dropping out because sometimes our university systems just don't meet people's needs well. So organisations like Casanam are so important because they help bring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nursing and midwifery students together, and there's these really strong mentors and leadership and those strategies of how fellows get through stuff like university, and there was a lot of that yesterday.
Yeah, there was. I think the biggest thing for me from CAPSNAM yesterday, they're creating that safe space. They're creating a space where you feel comfortable to talk, but you're also creating a space for connection with each other. It is, it's that family connection, but it's also that education connection. We're all together in the same boat, going towards the same purpose, and kind of have CAPSNAM provide that support and, you know, facilitate that. You know, it's just beautiful. It really is.
Fantastic. Amy, with yourself, did you always want to be a nurse studies?
And mentoring. It's just so obvious. And to see, you know, Ryanne and Lenore as these amazing older women mentors, it was
absolutely
really special. And the students commented just how that really helped inspire them.
Deadly. Can you hear me there, girls? No, look, I've lost them. And look, a beautiful yarn. That's Jeanette Kelly, Research and Course Coordinator, and Amy Graham, Research Assistant, Indigenous Health Profession, both at the University of Adelaide, and talking in regards to the conference there of CAPSNAM down there at Kaurna Country in Adelaide. So, look, deadly yarn there. Great talking with those beautiful girls, and a big shout out to CAPSNAM, doing a fantastic job in looking after our First Nation nurses and midwives in regular studies or after they're qualified. Fantastic tool. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black.
Someone like, yeah, someone like. I'm not backing from his line, I'll kick you like a dog nut. Then take a job, not I see you getting cut, cause you're stuck in a lock nut. My chest is my best, and in death I will rest like a turd. I'm a best, and my shame is even less, cause I'm a hard head. Doing my test, come on, give me your best for less. Well, I'm selling the rest, cause I'm better than that. I'm ancient and that. We survive because he's fit, and I'm acting on that. Don't get caught in a plastic static West world. Which way? Who you mom? Where you from? Not the primates. My name's the more respect than most in human race. So remember your place, it's a stay in your space, right? I'm a middle-aged Murray with the gift of foresight. I see the days of the ancients rising overnight.
We're hot and I don't give a shit, so what, feel it or not, cause it'll take more than you for me to stop what I got. So I will not give up yet, I will not do regret, I will not let another sucker ever forget that I will take a stand and I will make a plan and I will, cause I can, cause I can, cause I can, cause I can.
Understand what it is that I'm saying. The white skin might lose its color. May our culture never fade. See, it's seldom when a man can walk and talk it. These days, too many fools fall short. With no shame, how many getting caught out in the street game? Sure enough, young guns beating it, done that. I'm gonna relax, learn my lessons now, watch my own back. Here on my blades, how I got both ways. Radical. Does that radical says?
Dip, 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 dip. Yeah, we do, 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 do what we can.
We're going to catch up a yarn there with Hannah Yard, psychologist, PhD candidate and lead author. The research paper she leads, author of How Does Race Play Out in Schools? A Scoping Review and Thematic Analysis of Racial Issues in Australian Schools. On the line, Hannah Yard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. I think your work be cut out for you working in this space. Racism, yeah. You know, it raises this ugly head everywhere, but prevalent in schools, I like to think, you know, which is sad. But first of all, start, Hannah, we'd like to ask Mob, who your Mob, where you from? Who's Hannah Yarrad? Is I pronounced that surname right?
Hannah Yarrad, yes.
Yarrad. Yeah. So, Hannah Yarrad, tell us who you are, where you're from, and then tell us about this research paper that you're doing.
Absolutely. So, yes, so my name's Hannah Yarrad. I'm from Melbourne. I've got a mixed background. My family's from Eritrea and Australia, so country in East Africa.
Okay.
And I am a PhD student and psychologist working in this space. So, yes.
So, and the paper is how does race play out in schools? So what are your findings in that regard?
Yep. So the article that was recently published, so essentially it was exploring racial issues in primary schools in Australia and basically pulled together sort of all the studies in Australia and analysed some common themes. And so overall, firstly, I guess the most important finding was that there wasn't a huge amount of research in Australia exploring this. Most of what we
What are you saying? It was front and centre, was it? Easy to find?
Pardon?
What are you saying? You're saying it was, wasn't hard to find, so was it front and centre in regards to racism?
Yeah, there just wasn't a lot of... Because what it was a review study. So that's where we look at all the studies that are already published to figure out what we know in the field. And so essentially, initially, there wasn't a huge amount of research being done in this space.
Oh, okay, thank you. Before you started your research, there wasn't a lot of research made.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Exactly. And there is some wonderful research, but a lot of what we know comes from the US and the UK. But what we did find was sort of four main themes. So they were around sort of a lack of teacher competence and confidence sort of dealing with racial issues in the classroom, white normative teaching, colour evasiveness, and a lot of silencing of sort of racism and racial issues.
So when you look at it, a majority of teachers across this country, especially in the last 20 years or so, have been non-Indigenous teachers. And so they wouldn't know racism if they stood on it, so to speak. Yeah?
Yeah, so a lot of the teaching profession at the moment, yes, you're right, is predominantly white.
Mm.
And so that perhaps sort of plays into some of that misunderstanding.
Yes.
You haven't had perhaps a lived experience of those things. And I guess this idea that not talking about race and sort of this idea that kids don't see race and that they're sort of, they don't see race, they don't see colour, sort of plays into this, I guess, avoidance of discussing those issues.
And so we're from here. Is it, this could be a vehicle in regarding education of the education system in regarding how to work through racism if it rears its ugly head? From teachers, we are the leaders at the front, are we not?
Yes, absolutely. And schools are they're a really crucial place where children learn a lot of positive and negative messages around race and ethnicity. So it really is a perfect space to explore what we can be doing more here in order to guide children towards those more pro-social views and away from that prejudice, those prejudicial views.
Well, the education system is the foundation of young Australians moving into the future in the adult world. So if they're being racist that's put upon them or given out, it can leave a big hole, in so to speak, in regarding the weakness of that foundation, yep?
Yeah, absolutely. And sort of avoiding those conversations and what the research shows around that is that if we avoid it, it either leaves children with sort of negative views that might be unchecked and continue on into adulthood, and it also doesn't give kids, marginalised kids, a space to process their own experiences of racism.
Exactly. So with the findings, do you take this as a professional psychologist, do you take this to government, to Minister of Education, or what do we do with this information once it's out there, the research paper's done?
Yeah, absolutely. So the initial paper was to sort of look at what information we have, and now the rest of my PhD will sort of focus on interviewing. So I'm really wanting to find out what kids, what they need. I really want to center the voices of students. So I'm interviewing and doing surveys with students at the moment, and then hopefully from there we can take that information, absolutely, to government and to schools as well, and to sort of figure out training and those kind of things.
Yes. And look, going back to that that ugly space, racism, like I said, it can freeze an individual in regard to inclusion or participation in their education, you know. So it's a yucky tool, and we need to stamp it out is what we're saying. Yep.
Absolutely, 100%. We do, you know, we want to be creating spaces that are reflective of the diversity of the students, which, you know, perhaps isn't happening at the moment. And we want a space where all kids feel a sense of belonging and they see themselves reflected in the curriculum and they feel as though they belong there.
Sure, exactly. Look, a very important conversation. Love to be keeping an eye on the situation. And, look, this is a powerful piece of paper, I feel, and the work that you're doing. So thank you very much, Hannah, and all the best to your team, your family, and look, stay safe in the world we live in.
Great, thank you. Same to you.
You take care, Hannah. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.
Dilly Yan there. Hannah Yarrad, her name is, a psychologist, a PhD candidate and lead author in a research paper, which is How Does Race Play Out in Schools? A Scoping Review and Thematic Analysis of Racial Issues in Australian Schools. And look, as a black man, I know all about racism in schools. I know back in the day when I was going to school, I was the only white kid in the form class, the only black kid in the form class of white kids, and the nickname they gave me was Kunta Kinte, Kunta, and that came from the movie Roots with Mr. Haley back in the day, made a TV series about it, and Africans coming from Africa in slave boats and become slaves over in America, and one of the lead character, his acting name was Kunta Kinte, and back in school they used to call me Kunta. So there you go. I mean, racism, and that was back in the 80s, back in the early 80s. So here we are in the 21st century, still here, of course. And look, we know all about racism. We need to stamp it out. Have your say. You might be Yana Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, The number is 1-800-422-416. Sorry, I'm running these teeth in for somebody else. The number again, 1-800-422-416. The text number, if you want to text us, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. So we are covered across the board with all directions in regard to conversations. You can have your say, Jan Armstrong, here on the National Talkback Program with the Bawdy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, to Deadly, going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly sister, Shakira Clant, an Indigenous actor and singer, and talk about the Darlinghurst Theatre Company presents Still I Rise, a night of music stories by Shakira Clant. On the line, Shakira, good morning. How are you?
Hello, thank you for having me.
Too Deadly Sister, thank you very much for coming along to the program. And before we start...
I'm actually lovely to be invited. I feel real class now.
You up there, girl. Shut up.
The ugly one now.
All right, Too Deadly, now listen, thank you for coming. Now, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Hello, I'm a proud Wangan Yamadin Yunga Gidja woman from Perth, Western Australia. I'm a Yaren, I'm Kropan Yunga, so Ningli Yaren's daughter, Anne Forrest and David Yaren's granddaughter. So
beautiful.
My mom.
Come from
and
good bloodstream.
On my father's side, African American, Native American, Indian, Cherokee, Iowa, Blackfoot.
Ah,
yeah,
Too Deadly.
Yana.
What's that, fruit
mama,
salad?
Mama, Mama's American. She's like, all these people related to me too.
You got cousins everywhere, all across the globe. Learn there, sister.
Mama.
No. Too funny. Darling, thank you very much for coming along. So let the mob know who Shakira Clanton is. Tell us your stories, my sister. It's virtually in the theatre show with Still I Rise, and that is about your life. So give us a snippet, please, sister.
Well, I'm not that flash. I'm not that famous.
You flash now. You're talking to Trendy Trev or National Talk Black. You've arrived.
I've made it now.
Yeah, there you go. Well, downhill from here. Shut up. Knock off. Knock off. Hey, we're supposed to be serious professional, buggy. What, the muck around now? Be serious.
Shut up. Okay, real professional now. Look, just basically about my theatre, because I went to... graduated from NIDA, I've been in the industry. I'm still relatively like putting a foot through the door now.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Kick it down, baby.
Yeah, working with the greats like Ursula Jovich and Deborah Melman and a voiceover little J Bigcubs, but working on a show with Ursula Jovich and Elaine Crombie for Barbara and the Cat Dogs, and just being surrounded by greatness.
Good company, yeah.
Yeah, strong women,
yes.
And then being in the industry, what you get from it, and where you want to go, especially as a woman, as a black woman, as an Indigenous woman, and how society keeps kind of boxing you in.
Yes.
You got to break down those doors. There,
exactly.
Go. Yeah.
Kick it down.
Yeah.
Well, look, and I, as a black man, look, we face racism, but then as a black woman, I feel as though, well, sexism is at the table as well as racism. Mm-hmm. So you're virtually bam, slam, slap two ways, left, right, and center, by those two forms.
Exactly. And like being on I'll tell a story about being on a commercial set, and Brother Maine had to tell the director what my name, like, he's like, how hard is it for you to remember Shakira? Because the director kept forgetting my name. So it's little things like that that I've accumulated in my life story.
Yes. And when you look at something, well, we would say fundamental, but forgetting my name, I'm at the table too. You know, the most important word in English language, supposedly, is a person's name. How do you forget my name? You director,
like,
bugger.
Like, you know? Instead of
Shaniqua,
I'm like, yeah, I look like a
Shaniqua. Shut up. But you know what, my sister? Success is the best revenge. And hence the name of this this theatre, this show here, Still I Rise. And that's exactly what you do. And that's what we need to do as black people, is just rise,
exactly.
Get knocked down and keep standing
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And, you know, I come from a strong warrior woman, especially my mom, because my parents separated. So mom had to get her law degree whilst being a single mother.
Whoa.
And it took her 6 years, but she did it. And then it was with
Well, big shout out to mom. Congratulations. She's leading from the front. You got no excuse now not to be successful, you little dot. Shut up. True. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. No.
We've got mothers.
Shut up. Yeah.
Life,
true. Bring the cameras in. Let's go. Take 45.
Yeah, a cup of tea.
True. Enamel cup, five sugars, powder milk. Bullion rice. Shut up.
Shut up. Tell this black fellow.
There it is, sister. There it is.
But yeah, I'm really excited and very, you know, it's a deadly opportunity, but also I hope there's more because, you know, we need more. Like
yes,
you said,
exactly.
Brother, we need more stories and more Indigenous faces on screen and in theatre, not just the token one.
No, exactly. Well, we've all got a story to tell, haven't we? And we use whatever vehicle that's available. And, of course, you're using theatre, you're using, you know, acting. And that's what you do, my sister. And look, it's fantastic. So, has the show started? Still arise? Has it started?
It opens on the 5th next. So next week,
okay.
On the 5th of May, and then it ends on the 9th. So,
okay, right, yeah. And that's at Darlinghurst Theatre, right?
At Darlinghurst Theatre, they're real
Yeah, true. True, darling. You're too deadly.
You're too darling. You're just real deadly, that darling.
All right, that's fantastic. So give us a bit of background. What else, what other work have you done and what does the future look like for Shakira Clanton?
Well, I've just finished a Stan show that's coming on soon called Eden, playing, Constable O'Shea. Her name's Laura O'Shea. I should know this. Real
Yeah, true.
O'Shea.
Hello. Sorry, what's your name again?
I don't know. It's
No, shut up. too deadly.
Hopefully, you know, more theatre opportunities, but it's just been, it's just coming into it now with, I was blessed to do an SDC show with the Long Forgotten Dream and then the One Woman Show the weekend and then do the I'm Still With Her at Darlinghurst Theatre and do Barbara and the Camp Dogs with Elaine Crombie, come on now, royalty. And Ursula Jovich, I was like getting singing lessons from Ursula herself, which was incredible.
Good.
So, and now it's just still, you know, opening that door there, brother, but also more opportunities because of coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly. And doing what you can in that space and navigating through COVID-19, aren't you?
Yeah, especially because the arts, it's just, it's really important. And it's just hopefully more artists. We do get more work and more funding because art is important and it's, you know, it holds strength for a lot of people.
Sure. So, beautiful.
Yeah.
Too deadly, my sister. Well, congratulations. Yeah. So it kicks off. Still I Rise, Wednesday 5 May. It goes right through Sunday 9 May. That's at Darlinghurst Theatre. So all you mob who are heading down that way, whatever you do, go and check it out. Otherwise, Shakira and Trinity Trevor are going to be talking about your mob.
Cup of tea,
so. Yeah, there you go. Come in for a cuppa, have a yarn, and watch me throw down.
Listen to
her. Yeah, don't act. Too deadly. You act, sister. You act, you do it. Hey, Deadly Liana with you, my sister. Love your personality.
Thank
keep
you so
bubbly,
much.
Keep black, oh, keep deadly, God. Keep strong. And we'll yarn soon, Shakira Clanton.
Thank you, my brother.
One love, sister, one love.
See you, my brother.
Bye-bye. There it is, Too Deadly. Beautiful, beautiful yarn there. That's a beautiful yarn there with Shakira Clanton. And she's an actor and a singer and also strong in her story in regard to Still I Rise, which will take audience on a personal look at Shakira's life. So fantastic. That's Darlinghurst Theatre Company presents Still I Rise, happening on Wednesday 5 May right through to Sunday 9 May. So do check that out. See an up-and-coming sister in action. And look, the way she speaks, she's very confident and very strong and talks about her life as a woman and as a black woman at that, racism and sexism and look prevalent in this world we live in today. We need to stamp it out, you mob, so be strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black.
Feeling. We don't want to think about a couple hundred years of killing. Driving like stolen, never giving inch. Oh, can we kid it? That ain't when he falls, it is just them white tears spilling. What side are you sitting?
It's my fault on deaf ears because we're accustomed to it. Another deaf here in custody, nothing to it. But it's murder, come on now, just tell the truth. Go and have a look at what they did to Miss Jew. We said he knows 12, that a change is gonna come. 5 years later, I think they're crossing over Jew. Tell you what I'ma do, I'ma steal the endeavor. Give him Armageddon and I'ma tell him get over it. Now who lining up for them benefits? My people died, now who benefits? I might burn a flag for the hell of it. I've been through hell and back, I'm in my element. Talk about Anzacs, but ignore what's relevant. Push out the blacks, leave them all in the deficit. I'm trying to live, but it's too much deafening.
Murder, murder, murder they drew. Black blood, white page in the burner for who? Never converted, so my verse is always versing with you. Mission for the prison, living with the blackest of views. On January 26, I'm pulling up with the embassy on my 72-ish. My summary could book some. Hold my beat, change what's done. It's all a shook one. All they took from, all the crooks run. Captain Cook dead, who I am, mistook one. I am the dry land and the lap. Demand the man to stand face to black facts. Fade the black tracks, make the whack lacks. They celebrating for a nation without back. Sick of us waiting for reparation. We pace an invasion and stolen children keep a country so complacent.
Some say what's in a day. Some say what's in a name. Australia Day, Invasion Day. Homie, that's one and the same. And I ain't pointing no fingers. I ain't throwing no blame. Just saying that we can do better. You know that it's time for a change.
Annual black family at the march. While my white fam celebrate on the charge. Got the J's on the tunes. Holidays and excuse. Barbecue and booze. Patriots coming through. Do I start the convo? Or will it kill the mood? The flag and the date. Who does it include? Separating us like a Hogwarts hat. We need action, not magic sign. Serious black.
It started on the 26th. See, we all a bunch of immigrants. But if you African, Arab, Asian, and Indian, they say you gotta join the party to be a citizen. And carry the legacy of invasion. Man, I ain't celebrating. There's no justification or persuasion. Other than understand a date needs changing.
So we say we think for, but we choose to back the dudes rapping King George and the Union Jack. We're so used to distorting the truth and fact and beginning our story with a blue flag. If you put a few snags in a goon sack at them, then everybody loves their opinion. But when your brothers and sisters saying something's amiss, there's no ifs, no buts, just listen.
Why not break into your neighbor's house and wait on his couch and make a cup of tea and watch the telly while he's out and see how that goes down. See how that goes down.
Kiss the scars of our black history's past. Word to the warriors, bless their resistant hearts. Jan 26, white man missed his mark. Check it, I am not a fan of it. In fact, I will not stand for it. Cause on this day, one love got ripped apart, dismantled, then put on display.
The number when I talk about my pain. Hate it when a brother see change. Change your day, I'd rather change the game. Zane, it's changed since the day they came. Black lives turn to black matter. Clap six, clap to the rhythm of a cock back, hammer clap, bang. Here go another officer, locking up another one of us like a popular fun thing to do. Another genocide on a barbecue. They say that the party is a far cry from apartheid, but they still find it hard to divide the two. When I'm an AB original, baby, wave that flag, yeah, yeah. Now eat that ish in payment, lest we forget invasion.
I remember when I was a young kid, learned how to read and write. I learned history in long division. But it took a long time for I figured out that we got a history in long division. And listen, I didn't know then because they didn't teach me. If I don't know now, you know who's to blame. There isn't a reason to keep on like this. Stand up, choose a new day.
You can try to tell me about everything, everything that you thought of. I'm not changing days, but if anything, you will come out of shorter. I know this will come at a price, but it's only a small sacrifice. As soon as the others open their hearts and open their eyes, we will rise up.
I've been down and out, but I won't let it get to me. From the past and now the future that I'm visioning, and my position is to get the high standards. But the way that life is, I don't really understand it. But I know that I got something, so I keep going. Music's helped me a lot, and then I've reached those. I do music for my heart and for my people, and I reach for the top of my game. All I ever dreamt of doing is just rocking the stage. It's like I'm stuck in a maze, trying to find a way out of the stress and struggle. This song is for the brothers that are in the same position, feeling the anxiousness to obtain a vision. Instead of selling drugs, make a better decision. But we know it's always hard to put food in the kitchen. Mama, papa, bitchin', and every day is still the same. And this is the story of a warrior. And I say, I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. 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 I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior. I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land,
it's the way you
Everyone treats each other these days, and all I ever seen is hate and betray. Will it go or will it stay? We all deal with it from day to day. What am I supposed to say? Another family fight that never feels right, even though that it might. Ain't family supposed to be tight when you come home at night, hoping that you can go right? Respect to my elders passed on, and to my elders still standing strong. I know with your guidance and nothing can go wrong. That's why I put my heart into this song, to let you know that your spirit will move on. I'm here to help the generations get the groove on. That's why we gotta stand strong, live as one, and have a little fun before the next generation has begun.
I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land,
rhymes, some of you my raps, young warriors, reference from me black, Alice Springs is where I'm from, yeah, I'm from an open country boy, got it going on, but I miss my homes, cause I'm running through the city lights, living a busy life, trying to dump my dollar price, but you hear us holler twice, I got a dream to make, selling tapes, can't wait, doing shows in Costco, making videos, I put a damn prayer with the love of hip hop, everybody get ready, cause the time for lift off, I split it kind of steady, so you know what's up, it's people on the record, getting down like raw, some I keep going down a stick road, no matter what the distance is, then the time is slow. I'ma put my mind to the moon, can move some more, and I'ma keep my head up.
I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior.
I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. Never deny who I am. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am.
We treat you, Mom. Hope you enjoyed today's episode of...